Welcome. I've come to the headquarters of one of the most remarkable little tiny companies in the world, and it's in Kinsale. He's laughing. The owner is laughing, right? I do not exaggerate. Attila, I do not exaggerate. Tiny little company, that much is correct. You're in Kinsale in Ireland, and basically you are about to give me a bag, which I'm going to take with me across the Atlantic Ocean. Right?
That's
now,
true.
I want you, I'm here with both owners, but I want both of them, Attila and Levy. One is a maker and the other one is a maker as well. But anyway, in the background, a man is hammering nails. He's doing something. Hey, come on, tell me about this bag. What is this Mamuco bag I'm going to take to Chicago to meet Genius Shared? I'm going to an event called Genius Shared in Chicago, and I'm flying out on Thursday. What bag are you giving me?
So thanks for visiting us again. The bag we are giving you is another limited edition Mamuco. It's called Office Mamuco Office, and it's one of our characteristics that it's a sail leather bag. It's made from a vintage McWilliams sailcloth, and you can tell that from the green stitch, original green zigzag stitch. It's a Dacron sail, and it's
before you go on to the leather, will a sailing person who listens to this audio understand what you've just said?
Yeah, I'm sure they do, yeah.
Sailcloth, yes?
It's sailcloth, yeah.
It really came off a boat that sailed on the sea?
Yeah, of course. That's our main characters, one of the main features of our bags that we reuse. We reclaim old sails, all type of old sails. And one of our favorite sails or sailcloths, sails we use is our old McWilliams sails, sailcloths. And you can tell it from this green zigzag stitch.
It's almost like an Irish bag. It's got green, orange and white.
It's an accidental, it might be an accidental thing, but we have to ask that from Lev. Yeah, it's the sail is white, the original zigzag stitch is green, and there's another zigzag with orange colored thread, and the side is green leather, yes.
Now the green leather, can you tell me where the green leather comes from?
We source this from Ireland. From a
secret place.
It's a secret.
Pardon? Hang on, we're going to turn to Levy now. Levy, come here.
No,
where it's a secret place, yeah?
But
it's from a real animal, right? It's genuine leather, right?
We source leather.
Yeah?
It's a big mission these days. So we source the leather from a secret place.
From a secret place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we are not
and where do you have it tanned? Where do you have it tanned? That's another secret place.
So it's been tanned.
The colour.
It's been tanned in England.
Tanned in England, right?
Tanned in England, yes.
Leather sourced in Ireland. Tanned in the UK, in England.
In England.
Turned green by somebody.
Turned green in England by the tannery.
Right. Wonderful.
And probably used by Mamuco Brothers for.
Hold on, we have to hear the sound of the machine here. Listen.
We are just adding an extra feature for this bag,
just for you.
The bag has an inside sleeve, a compartment to hold a laptop, and we're just adding a leather, small leather. To hold the laptop.
And this old sewing machine is not made by Singer, is
no.
it? Who's it made by? Where?
It's an Adler, one of our favorite manufacturers of heavy-duty leather sewing machines. It's an Adler 6772. I always forget the serial.
6772. Oh, right. Wow.
Yes.
And look, this is... Do you make many of these bags? Oh, he's using flame here. He's using flame to seal something, I think. Is this right?
Yeah, he's. Whenever you finish a stitching, you sometimes have to end the end of the thread, so it won't fray or won't come out.
Oh yes, I don't want the stitching to come undone.
No.
And tell me, do you make many of these bags? I mean, you guys are hand crafting the bags, right? You haven't got a production line here. You haven't got. You know, but how rare is this bag that I'm taking with me to Chicago?
This bag, we made five. We made five of this. So the way we put it that we boutique manufacture limited edition original designs, or either limited edition or one of original designs. So we made five of this series. So there are five other or four others with the same fabric combination variation. So this is one of them, and all of the bags we make have a serial number, a unique serial number, which is inside the bag.
He's now so opening the bag.
Is number 3. It's a handwritten tag ID. This is number 3236.
Right. Now look, I'm not going to sell this bag for you, because this is much too precious. There are only 5 of them made so far. But I'm going to show it to people in Chicago.
Please,
if somebody in Chicago actually, you know, offers me a fortune or desperately wants one, can you make them another one? Could you?
We could, but we are not a traditional business. And it has a Carlsberg print on the inside.
Carlsberg
print.
What, you mean the beer people?
Yeah, so the inside of this. So our fabrics are either pre- or post-consumer. The inside is a pre-consumer canvas, which means that the canvas was printed. So it's a waste that the company where we sourced it, they didn't use it anymore. So we got the old canvas and we cut a piece for inside for the lining. And so that's why there's a Carlsberg C in the inside. Okay, so that's a canvas.
I need to know all this because you know, I don't want anyone to catch me offside. If there are any other features to this bag that I discover on the plane that I don't know about, I'm going to have to go to your website.
So, but I forgot. You were asking if somebody could buy another one. We might have. I think we have one left on our website, but. I mentioned that our business model is different. It's not a traditional one. We made 5 of these. We might not make it again.
So they're that rare.
We will make some, but not the same. Right. They won't be the same.
It means that...
What is that hammering? Sorry, people will have heard that hammering. What's this thing called? What's this piece of metal here?
Let me just fasten the A4... four-piece fastener, and this is one of the tools it's used for to fasten one of the pieces, the top piece.
Fantastic.
And this is just a nice leather piece.
We're now clipping and unclipping the bag inside.
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, it has a tag here. Do you know the story of Paddington Bear? The bear from Lima in Peru?
No.
Anyway, eventually ends up, it's a children's story written by a man called Bond, and the bear ends up in Paddington Station, but the bear has a tag like this attached to it. Very famous in English children's stories. I recommend you have a look at it, right?
Paddington Bear.
So the Mamuco bag has got a tag attached to it, which, as far as I'm concerned, will never be taken off, by the way. I will keep it there for as long as it will stay.
People usually take off the tags, but I saw one of your photos of your bag that you don't. So
my big bag, my big Mamuco bag. Oh right, more.
This bag has a few unique features and some other features. Like the other main feature of this bag, it has a padding. There's a foam like inside, you know, with this nice stitching. It's called Paplan Hojvan.
It's a Dacron type of...
It's called a duvet stitching. You can feel the touch.
I can feel it. So the foam inside that, where would the foam inside this have come from?
The foam is a classic Dacron upholstery element. One of the main things on this bag is this, the
There's a feature here. There's a mark.
And this mark was applied with this tool.
Right.
This used to belong to our father. It could be 30 or 40 years old.
So you're putting your father's mark on the leather handle of the bag in perpetuity.
On some parts of our bag.
Right.
Bags. And this might become our logo, our branding, to have the connection with our past and the future. And it's this plastic shape. It could be an anchor. It could mean recycle, reuse, upcycle.
It's got a lot of design potential.
It has a design potential.
It is a really simple, distinctive mark, and it certainly gives the impression of sailing as an anchor, as you say.
Yeah, but this could be.
But it could be lots of other things.
30 or 40 years old. We have to find out who made it.
Maybe more.
The person who. There was a person who made our father's
tools. A real human being made your you know, a tool maker made your father's like tools. I'm now being shown tools here, none of which I have a clue what these are,
to punch a hole for a
hole puncher
buckle, you know.
All right,
and to go classic on, yeah. Some other shape holes.
Yeah, right. Well, punchers. the listeners won't be able to be given a good enough description by me of what I'm holding in my hand, but I'm holding a good solid weight here that is about the same weight as a heavy hammer. So look, guys, and I'm going to take this to Chicago. I'm going to take it to meet people that I've been looking forward to meeting for over 2 years. And I'm going to bring it into the room with me. I'm going to take it into hotels. I'm going to take it to restaurants. I'm going to have it photographed. And I'm going to bring it back. And I'm going to do my best to put on Instagram lots of photographs of this bag in different places. And look, the two people I'm with, you have to say your names properly so that people can say it. Levy, look, you're the one who's been doing the hammering and you're the one who's been using the lighter. Will you say who you are just so people can know, you know, you're the guy whose hands are all over this bag.
Okay, so my name is Levent Temojar and I'm brother of Attila and we're doing this Mamuko project together.
Wonderful. That's one of the owners of the company and the other one, the one who talks more.
My name is Attila Magyar. I'm the sail cutter and proud owner of Mamuko Island.
There we are. And I'm, you know, little Paulo Mani here taking this thing off across the Atlantic Ocean. Honored to be to have this bag with me because it's certainly given me a lot of distinction that I wouldn't otherwise have if I just went with my ordinary bag. Thank you both very much, guys.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
I'll report back to you.
Have a nice
after
journey.
Change Agents branding has gone off to Chicago and been inspired by other people.
Mamuko bags like traveling, so hope you'll have a good trip.
Thanks.